News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
1400 106. I mentioned before Cameron came in to talk sport that we were going to be discussing the burden of costs on parents for back to school and how it's already starting to hit. We immediately got a text saying, awfully disappointing that these costs are still so high. We have a child going into first year. Here's a synopsis of our costs so far. Laptop and 6 years insurance, €1,500. Registration charge, €200. School book deposit, €50. The risible voluntary contribution at a specified €450 a year. Formal uniform, €175. And full PE kit, branded, so no alternative, €98. And that's excluding shoes. Well, that matches nicely with the research that has been done with the Irish League of Credit Unions, because they're looking at the financial strain of back-to-school costs for parents, and the kind of numbers that they're going fall largely in line, or numbers that they're getting fall largely in line with those in that text. David Malone is with us, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions. We have one anecdote there, David. You have a lot of quantitative evidence.
Yeah, absolutely, Anton. We're seeing from this survey that we've done that 6 in 10 parents do see a significant financial burden with actually going back to school, and particularly the upfront costs, those initial costs you incur at the start of the term. You've mentioned many of them. For primary school, in our survey, that averages around just over €620. And for secondary school, it averages over a larger amount of over €1,100.
And in terms of those costs, some of it I would have thought is possibly avoidable. Like our texter has said, that the PE kit is branded, as in there is a crest on it, so that you can't just go and get one for a much reduced cost. Likewise with some uniforms, if you were able to just sew on a crest, you could do a lot better than spending a couple of hundred quid on the uniform.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw in our survey that about 43% of parents said it was really hard in terms of branded uniforms to get a lower cost supermarket alternative or a secondhand uniform. But there's some great initiatives around the country as well, such as one parent in Meath mentioned about a secondhand pop-up shop, which was very much around secondhand uniforms. And that was incredibly helpful as well. But definitely what we're hearing from parents is there has to be a further drive towards those generic non-branded uniforms. That's something that would really help them.
The other thing you looked into was what parents are doing to find the money to fund all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're finding about 27% of parents are getting into debt as part of back to school. The average debt itself is around €430, but averages obviously only tell half the story. 50% of parents have debt of over €500. And I think worryingly as well, we saw about 1 in 5 of those parents who are in debt are using credit cards or buy now, pay later to finance the back to school costs. And, you know, concerns from parents answering the survey as well about the accumulation of interest if minimum interest repayments aren't made, and that actual debt can snowball as well.
And of course, I suppose the other issue with going into debt of this nature is it isn't a one-off. The child is going to face these year after year after year. So if you don't manage to get the debt cleared between this year and next, you're into a terrible spiral.
Absolutely. Yeah, credit unions very much were focused on financial education. So one thing we try to do with our members is sit down with our members and talk around the impact potentially of budgeting, savings as well, having savings plans in place. And our credit unions would also advise as well, maybe do an inventory list, see what you already have that you can recycle and reuse. That's very good for sustainability. And potentially also empower your child. Utilise your child to actually have a role in the actual budget itself, setting a budget allocation for the child. You can then help make those choices. That's a great financial education piece for the child as well.
David, thank you very much. David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.